All right, here we go. 2 o'clock call of the day. You never know who's going to pop up on the phones, what they're going to say. We do this every day at this time. We don't take a lot of other calls, so this is your moment.
Right, and let's go in honor of Anthony Davis, who may or may not get a contract extension.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to line three.
Line three it is. Let's go to Eddie in the marina. Eddie, you're on 710. What's up, man? Don't ask us how we're doing.
Listen, the biggest mistake, in my opinion, and maybe you guys will agree, our sports teams made, especially the Dodgers and the Lakers, is that when you come into a new city, you want acceptance from the fans as quickly as possible and as lovable as possible. So tell me something. Mm-hmm. The Lakers came because they were in Minnesota, and the Dodgers were called Dodgers because of the trolleys.
Right.
If they came today, what nickname would you change for
question.
The Dodgers and the Lakers to be accepted by the fans? And John, maybe you could tell me, why weren't the Lakers' name changed all of these years, and the Dodgers, too. The Lakers mean nothing to us, and the Dodgers mean nothing to us.
Right.
We need to change their names. What would we choose?
Well, Eddie, I think it's a fascinating question.
Thank you, Eddie. Great
What? Win, lose, Lakers for life, baby. Let's go!
All right.
How do you like that
one? That's what I was looking for. Boom, how you like me now.
Okay. What would if we had an expansion NBA team?
Yes.
What would be a good name for them? Because the Lakers and the Dodgers aren't changing their names.
No.
I always thought the Clippers, after they got rid of Donald Sterling, should have changed their name.
Right.
And, I mean, Clippers.
Change the brand.
They should have moved to Seattle and changed the name.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They're not going to do either.
So an expansion team of any, in any sport, comes to L.A.
Right. Because the Rams came from Cleveland.
Yep.
The Lakers came from Minnesota. The Dodgers came from Brooklyn.
Yep.
The Kings were an expansion team that started here. But
right.
What would be a unique L.A. name? Like, the easiest one to do because of Hollywood is call them the Stars.
The Stars is the easy one.
Right. But then your helmet would look too much like the Cowboys.
True. The L.A.
Oh, so Joel, one of our listeners, had a good one. The L.A. Smog.
Smog. Oh,
will
yeah.
smother you. The L.A. Smog. Something with the beach.
The L.A.
The Breakers. The
Breakers is interesting. The L.A.
Yeah, I think L.A.
anything here?
I think L.A. starts.
Traffic.
What's that? The L.A. traffic?
Traffic.
The L.A.
You know,
traffic is great.
That's not horrible.
Yeah.
And
no,
it's very appropriate.
Do
the jam for traffic jam.
Traffic to jam.
I mean, I want to accept the premise, but like, do we really care what the name of the team is? The Utah Jazz were originally from New Orleans.
Well, no, there's a lot of great jazz in Salt Lake City. That's a jazz town.
That is 100% inaccurate.
Oh, seriously.
to quote the great late Mike Bone, not late like dead, but he's no longer at USC. That is not accurate.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of Pelicans in New Orleans. Like,
that
we're
is not accurate.
Excited about the New Orleans Pelicans. I don't know.
Well, no. Come on, Pelicans. There are Pelicans.
I just wanted to play the Pelicans.
Yeah. Me too. Thank you.
There are some incorrectly named teams.
Oh, yeah. Well, when teams move, they hardly ever change the name.
Right.
Like the Arizona Cardinals started in St. Louis.
Yeah, the Cardinals have been all over the place.
It just doesn't matter.
Bergman, except
but
the
you know,
I'm trying to.
Wait a minute. You know this,
really.
Like when the Houston Oilers moved to Tennessee, they changed the name.
Right.
I don't know why more teams don't do that.
Yeah. Bergman? You got anything?
No, I already went through this.
When
I
the
don't
Cleveland
think
Browns moved to Baltimore, they changed the name.
They were the Ravens when they went to Baltimore.
By the way, the Ravens is a great name, one of the best nicknames there is, because Edgar Allan Poe is from Baltimore, and he did the quote, "The Raven, Nevermore." I thought that was a really clever nickname. Yeah, Bergman.
Somebody, Elias writes, L.A. Thieves.
The Thieves!
Because we steal teams.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I think you should ask me one more time.
Bergman, anything?
No.
Greg, anything?
No. I think I'm good.
We're throwing stuff at the wall
here. See, I think Bergman doesn't want to accept the premise because he doesn't like calls, and that happened to be a call.
No. I would agree with your assessment.
I think
it's possible that was part of it. No, but I see. Okay, can we stop this with the guest thing?
Yeah. Who'd you book today?
Nobody. We don't have to have a guest every day to still like guests. It depends on the person, the right time. We have people like Momo's coming on tomorrow because she's a part of it, but she's still a guest.
Right.
But she fits into the fabric of all this.
Okay,
that's all I want.
Okay, this is for you. 204 call of the day. Nicholas in Whittier. You're on 710. Don't ask us how we're doing. Hey, Nicholas.
and I'm a guest. Yo, my ladies. So, you guys say you guys want a chivalrous man, but I've been opening doors for women my whole life, and lately, I haven't been getting no thank you. It makes me kind of want to shut the door.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait, so you open the door. You open the door for a woman, and you get nothing.
Get nothing. Sometimes they even look scared. Like, what am I doing?
Close the door on them.
Yeah.
Are you doing it for the thank you? Is that what you're opening a door for someone?
Well, he's obviously doing it for the thank you. Are you listening?
No, but isn't that part of the problem?
Oh, no.
Nicholas, I'm with you. I feel your pain.
Chivalry never dies.
Hey, yeah, chivalry.
Chivalry never dies.
If you open the door for a woman and she doesn't say thank you, just close it right in her face.
Yeah. By the way,
how are you married? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either. That poor woman.
Boom.
Poor I'm sorry,
you don't
Lisa.
Say thank you right there. Stay outside.
Get your dad's door. Get your own door.
The other day, Lisa said, we were watching some show and some guy opened the car door for a girl. And I go, wouldn't you feel incredibly awkward if I opened the car door? And she said, no, I think it would be nice. So the next time we went out, I opened her car door, she goes, this is too weird. Stop.
Really?
Yeah.
So not stepdad Leo opens my mom's door every time before he gets into the car.
But wait a minute. If they, like, they're coming to the Mandy's. If they drive to the Mandy's, will Donna sit there until Leo opens the door?
100%.
Yeah, I think that's weird.
Yeah, no, he's just like that. The guy, I mean, he's old school. I mean, like a really, really old school. He's 80. So that's a super old school. But he's following the old school rules, which is you open the door for the lady.
Boy, we're getting a lot of good nickname ideas from listeners.
Well, we certainly didn't get any from Bergman.
Yeah, that's true.
No, because it's not going to happen.
The L.A. swell.
It's fine.
That's good. Swell, like a wave swell. The L.A. riots.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay, first of all, the swell, people would make fun of you so much. Oh, that's swell.
That's swell.
That's swell.
And the riots is out.
The quakes. But then if you had a quake, it would be incredibly awkward.
Yeah. The Rancho Cucamonga team is called the Quakes.
The Road Ragers.
Okay, that one's pretty good.
What?
The Road Ragers.
Yeah.
I have a lot of road rage.
No, yeah,
I
do.
Manuel if you're not surprised by that.
Clean too.
Says the Condors. And he's obviously never been to a Clipper
Chuck
game and
Condor.
Seen that Chuck the Duck. Some of these are good though.
Can you explain the condor? Do we ever figure out why they use a condor for the Clippers?
So condors often land on Clipper ships. I believe that's the actual explanation.
Are there a lot of condors in LA?
I doubt it.
I don't think there are any condors in LA.
Yeah. Are they extinct?
It's just
no, I don't think condors are extinct.
It's very Clippers.
Yeah, well, it's just the most random.
Oh, Crypto Ray, the LA Fantasy. That's more like a strip club.
It does sound like a strip
like
club.
Like Fantasy Island? Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, listen to
Not
John.
That there's no, anything
Fantasy
wrong.
Island, yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Hey, I wanted to get one thing out of the way here. So there's a story out there floating around that Breaking Bad star Bryan Cranston. What?
Nathan. Nathan, the intern, just told me that just showed me California condors were declared extinct in the wild.
So it's a good name for the clip.
Oh, man.
Mason, I can't believe you said that.
That's great.
Just like their playoff chances.
Extinct. Just like the second round.
Yeah, wow.
I don't think there's anything better on this show than John talking about the Clippers.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's my favorite thing.
It's awesome.
I'm sure they'll be right back on top again next year.
So, Bryan Cranston's story came out today. Yes, they will.
I have a lot of road rage.
Says he's going to retire from acting in 2026 to spend more time with his wife, the lovely Robin Dearden, of over 30 years. She deserves it, he says. He said he'll retire from acting in 2026, wants to spend time with his wife, and he will move to France, drink wine with new friends, and not read scripts anymore.
Brian, take me with you. I think that sounds fantastic. Yeah. I've always said Rick Riley, the great sports writer, lives half the year in Italy and half the year in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
That's a great life.
By the way, talked to him today. He said it's not a sexy story, but he's just going to take a year off in France.
Brian is.
And then he'll go back to it.
Well, The only thing he doesn't have is an Oscar, right? He has an Emmy, a Tony, and a Grammy. The Grammy is a spoken word Grammy. Yeah, he read a book. It wasn't even his book. It was another. He voiced
another book. A book, right.
And got a Grammy. Got a Tony for Network.
Yep.
Got
and for All the Way.
And then got multiple Emmys for Breaking Bad and all that.
So an Oscar. He got one Oscar nomination for a movie called Trumbo, which he was great in. But yeah, that's the one.
So
thing.
I mean, he doesn't have a lot else to do.
No,
he's if he stopped today, he'd be in the Actor Hall of Fame.
Yes, he would.
You know, so
if
good
there
for him.
Was such a thing, but don't worry, he'll be back after 1 year. All right, coming up next for you, John. You found this this crazy talk show thing.
Ha! All right, Bergman, as you heard earlier,
yeah,
Bergman does not love guests.
Yes.
But I have Exhibit A, Greg, on why we should have more guests. Simply, and by the way, did Juan watch the Vanderpump Rules reunion?
Yes, he heard. He told me today about a proposed throuple.
It was as big of a television train wreck as I have ever
seen.
And speaking of television train wrecks, stay tuned. We got one coming up next.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I had a goal to get to 185 in time for the Mandy Awards.
How'd you do?
I'm at 193, so I came close. I've...
Just don't eat until Saturday.
I have this app that tells me, like, by date what my weight is.
Yeah.
I'm 15 down from last year's Mandy's.
Okay, that's good.
So that's good. I was 213 last year at the Mandy's. This time I'm 193.
Well, just go on a fast until Saturday.
Just go on a fast?
Yeah, you'll be hovering, like, 187 by the time...
Go on that crazy diet you were on, the...
You know, I don't think it exists anymore.
No.
I tried to find it, and...
It's called...
MetaFast. I think they went out of business.
Yeah, I think
which
it's probably
means I shouldn't have done that. No wonder I lost 17 pounds in 18 days.
Exactly. All right, so John, this talk show thing is interesting.
Okay. So in Britain, there's a show called Talk TV or a network called Talk TV. So picture like a Regis and Kelly type show.
Okay.
All right, with a guy like a Regis and a Kelly.
Okay.
And they invite guests on to talk about whatever they're working on.
Yep.
So they invited this guy who does pranks on TikTok.
Yes.
So he just walks up to people and like surprises them and, you know, scares them and does goofy pranks. And apparently he was on there with another guest and he said something. Bergman, the whole point of this is why we should have guests. Well, because you never know when it's going to go off the rails. And
this TikTok guy was glaring at the woman.
Before you do this.
No.
You want guests like Bill Oram. You think Bill Oram's going to do this?
Bill Oram,
I like Bill.
Line one.
I think he's a great guy.
No, I don't. In this case, this guy, Andre Walker.
Find me this guy.
Would be what happens to Mason and I. When Mason and I would go off.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like this guy, Andre Walker.
Tick, boom.
Let's hear it.
All right, so here's what we're talking about.
You can do that to me. You're not doing it to a guest. You stare at another guest again, and I'm going to personally remove you. I'm not taking the mic. You glared at her in a threatening fashion. You do that, I'll drag you out by the hair, and you can be as hard as you pretend you are. You apologise to her right now, or you're leaving.
You know I respect you, but I'm done here.
Good riddance to bad rubbish. threatening guests does not happen on my show under any circumstances. Reem, I'm very sorry, but the way he glared at you is not acceptable. We never should have had him on the show. I didn't even want him here. I think the guy's a complete and total fool. And the fact that I attempted to have a sensible interview with an idiot like that is absolutely disgusting.
Get him out of here.
Security, get the security from downstairs and get rid of him. Get rid of him, for Christ's sake.
Do you know what? He's
get rid of him.
He's angry.
Now, Bergman, don't you want to hear me say, good riddance to bad rubbish?
I would love to hear you say that.
So
that
get
was clean.
Get an offensive guest and get him in here.
This goes to my point, though. This is a bad guest that you got upset with. They got upset with the producer for getting
a
bad guest.
Bit. It was a good bit.
It turned out to be a good bit later
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
No, have some respect.
Have exactly. some respect.
Some respect.
You find me some kind of guest like that, we'll put him on.
By
but
we've
got to
find somebody that we would treat that way.
Right. There's nobody you would treat that
Who
way.
Who would we run off?
Who would we run
no,
off?
No, you're like too respectful to everybody.
No.
I'm not. I try not to be respectful.
No, like if Jim Mora was still coaching at UCLA, he would.
Jim Mora hated me.
Yeah, he hated Mason because he thought Mason was a fool and he doesn't suffer fool.
Remember
like this guy said.
Didn't we do First Take one day and Jim Mora was one of the guests and Jim Mora like totally blew me off in the middle of the interview? Remember
cameras
here?
I don't remember that. I remember him though when we had him on the show, you trying to get him to go down a goofy road and he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But if I'm trying to think of who could we bring in that we would throw out of the studio. That's our goal.
Your goal. Your goal is to bring somebody in that
Steve
you're going
Hartman.
To throw out.
Steve Hartman. I will kick him out of here.
Would you actually though? If he was sitting right next to you, you would be so nice and kind. And be like, oh,
well,
hey,
yeah,
it'd
be like what you were with Windhorst.
Exactly. It would be exactly like that.
You
Windhorst
were all tough on Windhorst until
hey,
you saw him.
Come on in here, Brian. Come on in.
Good to see you.
By the way, you guys have invented.
It's not inventing. This is what happened.
It's unbelievable the number of times you guys
shut up, Windhorst.
Take what really happened and turn it around and use it against me. You guys do it all the time.
Well, why would you say shut up, Windhorst?
Why would I
shut
up,
Windhorst?
I don't remember the context.
Right. And then when he comes in, it's like, hey, Brian, when can you come on?
I love you. You're the greatest guy ever.
Come on in.
Let's talk about the Lakers.
I got to know Windhorst because I played poker with him. That was the difference. I played
you
poker
banned
with him. Then I invited him on the show because
that
I
was
just
after.
Played poker with him. And
your timing is all off.
Yeah, your timing's
you
off.
You banned him right after you banned Michael, and now they're both welcome to come back on the show.
You guys all operate by this motto. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Well,
that's exactly what you guys are doing.
What do you think sports radio is?
That's true, actually. That's what we all do, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, what fun is the truth? Yeah.
Shut up, Mason.
Yeah.
All right, so...
find us a guest that we can throw out of the studio, Greg.
Okay, I'm going to find the worst guest possible.
Exactly.
And see what
we can
do.
That's what we're looking
for. And next year, it's bad...
By the way, next year... It's going to be very interesting covering the Rams if they're like 3-13.
Oh, and we have McVay on every week?
Yeah. Oh, throw him out.
No, we won't throw him out. We'll talk to him about everything but football. Yeah.
I will give each of you $10,000 mythical dollars in the first interview with Sean McVay this year.
Okay.
You ask him no football questions whatsoever.
Oh, I'll get that done easily.
Neither one of you.
Really.
No, you both have to do it and you each get $10,000.
Okay, well, no. If I don't ask a football question, I get $10,000, right?
Right. No. You both have to do it, and you both get $10,000.
But we can
if one of you ask a football question,
then neither of us get paid.
We can wait until they're 3-7, right?
No. First interview at training camp.
The first interview.
At training camp.
Oh, actually, I think that's easy. The first interview. No, it's not.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah,
we'll work on it.
We'll see what
if you do it, I will give
it's
you.
It's
going to
be a very interesting year, isn't it?
I can't remember a year where a team has thrown up the white flag at the start of the season.
Damn right I am.
Yeah, the way the Rams appear to be.
By the
doing.
Way, according to Pro Football Talk, I'll throw this out there since we're talking Rams. Cooper Kupp says his ankle is feeling really good. He is sure to be back. He's sure that he's back at 100% in time for the start of the season. He says, quote, I mean, you don't know until you're out there doing football stuff and really putting the ankle through the stuff. That you know is required to play football. You can't simulate this stuff, blah, 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 blah. It sounds like he'll be back and he'll be on.
You know what? Do you hear what else he said?
No.
About Stetson Bennett?
No. This is the rookie quarterback.
Right. He said, they said to Cooper Kupp, what do you think about Stetson Bennett? And he said, well, He's certainly the most athletic quarterback from Georgia on our roster.
Ah, that's very funny.
Because Matthew Stafford went to Georgia and he just sits back in the pocket and wings it.
That's very funny.
Yeah, so he's already picking on him. Hey, we wanted to mention a story that just broke that's going to be talked about today. Our buddy Neil Everett is stepping down from ESPN. Oh, he did an interview with Sports Business Journal. Huh. He's not leaving right this second, but he's going to wrap up over the next couple of months after 23 years. We should get Neil on sometime in the month of June.
Neil is a fantastic guy.
Yeah, one of the best guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah. In fact, when I say I go to my favorite watering hole,
yeah,
it's his restaurant.
Oh, is it?
It's
that's where you go to get cocktails?
Taverna. It's in Mar Vista right on
Venice. Maybe that's why he's leaving. Maybe he's leaving to spend more time at Taverna.
Yeah. By the way, Taverna did not have Dos Hombres, so I said, come on, get Dos Hombres, and finally
did. Did you do it?
Yeah.
There you go.
So
way to go,
Dos
Neil.
Dos Hombres now. My margaritas are delicious and smoky.
Petey.
They're Petey. Exactly.
Petey is very real thing and is important.
Yeah, it is very
Scotch.
Important.
Yeah.
Very important.
It is. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't understand it and don't know what it is doesn't make it
I don't even
important.
Think you can spell it.
P-E-A-T-Y.
I'm going to Google that.
I'm going to check
and make sure.
Are you really going to ask me about spelling again? Remember what happened when I was spelling Spanish words? Hold right through that.
Oscar, one of our listeners, says, John, you would kick Clipper Darrell out of the studio.
Oh,
I probably would.
That's actually a great one. Clipper Darrell, bring him in.
No, I don't want to bring
him
in.
Boot him right out.
That's an easy one to boot out.
Good riddance to bad rubbish, Clipper Darrell.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think we should have one really good guest a week. What do you say, Bergman? One really good one.
Give me some ideas, sure.
But he's not going to let us have a guest.
Oh, yeah.
You always say don't let you. What? But like, give me a good guest name and I will
absolutely
get it.
We can just book guests around him.
Oh, that's true.
Let's book Neil. Let's get Neil Everett for next week.
Again, Neil, totally fine. He's actually has a lot to say and he's interesting. And you're friends with him. It works.
Okay.
Right.
Just don't get me people that are going to be boring. Neil's not boring.
Who's on your dream guest list that's somewhat realistic?
Tiger.
That's not realistic.
What are you talking about? We've had him on.
For one joke.
But it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, maybe we can get him back on for one joke.
I really want Adam Sandler on the show.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I don't know if I can do it, but I can try.
Can you make it happen?
I can try.
Yeah,
go for it. He might do it.
I'll try that. Yeah, exactly.
He might do it.
He's a big sports guy. I loved his last movie. Hustle was great.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just because he's such good friends with Dan Patrick that he's like, nah, I don't want to do that.
No, he's gone on with Rich Eisen before.
Yeah, I don't think he's exclusive
to Dan Patrick.
Yeah, I want to be friends with
him. Sure, I will absolutely try and get Adam Sandler.
Okay, good. Uncut Gems, by the way, his best movie.
Amazing.
After all
tweet
the movies, Uncut Gems is
unbelievable. U2T, Ireland. Oh my God, I watched the Vanderpump Reunion last night, and it was such garbage.
Okay, so we got to fill us in a little bit of what's going on.
So it's kind of the end of Scandoval.
Yes.
So, long story short, if you don't watch Vanderpump Rules at all, there's a guy that's been on from the beginning. It's 10 years old, Vanderpump Rules.
Yep.
It's been the story of these servers at Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants who all hook up with each other.
Yep.
So, Tom Sandoval is his name. There's two Toms, Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz.
Is he the DJ?
No, that's DJ James Kennedy.
Okay, got it.
But I'm glad that you have some base knowledge.
I know there's a DJ.
So, Sandoval has been the entire time dating this girl, Ariana, who's really cute and really fun and age appropriate, and they're both roughly 40.
Right.
It came out a couple months ago that Sandoval has been sleeping with one of Ariana's best friends, a girl named Raquel. So last night, all of them took the stage for a reunion, and Andy Cohen was the MC / fight referee, and it was for an hour. Just shut up. No, you shut up. You shut up. F you. No, F you. And it with no stoppage. Just
really?
20 minutes of MFing each other and Andy Cohen completely unable to control it.
Wow. Juan said something about a thruple. Was
yes,
there going to be a thruple?
Apparently, at one point, Raquel asked Sandoval if Ariana would be interested in a thruple.
Oh.
But at that point, Ariana didn't even know he was sleeping with somebody else. So it did not happen.
You know what's weird? I knew somebody who was in a legit thruple.
And all three were willing participants?
Yeah, two women, one guy. And they were all into it.
Did you know one of the women or the guy?
I knew one of the women.
Okay.
Yeah. And it lasted for like a year.
There was a show on DirecTV called You, Me, Her. And it was all about
that.
Oh,
it was.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next for you, John.
That will end thruple talk for today.
Stephen A. Smith doesn't usually lose arguments, but he definitely did today. We'll play that for you coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Excited to see you guys Saturday night at the Commerce Casino. I don't know if you heard that, but there are still a few reserve tickets left. That you heard Morales say that. Go to ESPNLA.com, click on the Mandy's banner, and then click on buy tickets, and there are still a few left. You can be there and part of the magic of Mandy's night.
Hey, so yesterday while we were on the air, that big story about Chris Paul broke.
Yeah.
And Bobby Marks, and that was another guest you were supposed to get, Bergman.
Yeah, Bobby.
We didn't talk about it.
Yeah, Bobby Marks was on ESPN today, and here's what he says he thinks might happen with Chris Paul.
Veteran minimum exception. I think the two teams that we're going to have our eyes on are both teams in Los Angeles. When it looks at the Clippers, who are in need of a point guard, they would also have the veteran minimum exception. And then, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers, who have more money to give Chris Paul with one of their bigger exceptions. Yeah. It's important to note, though, Chris Paul would not be allowed to double dip. You can't take your $16 million from Phoenix. They make $12 million from the Lakers. There is an offset in that contract here. So certainly the Lakers would have more money to give him, but all eyes would certainly be on both Los Angeles teams.
What surprises me is, well, two things we talked about yesterday we got a lot of reaction to.
Yes.
One was we were talking about whether or not Anthony Davis should be extended in August.
Yes.
I say yes, you say no.
Yeah.
I was stunned at how many people agreed with you.
Really?
So I heard from hundreds of fans.
Hundreds?
Who said Mason's right.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's kind of like a prove it thing.
You know,
it's like,
well, the overarching point was, if you don't have to extend him now, why not wait and check his availability? Because that's the biggest question with him.
Yeah, that's so what
number
I said.
And number two, people, I think the Lakers signing Chris Paul would be really smart. I think Chris Paul would be a veteran, smart, get everybody under control, doesn't care if he scores, might lead the league in assists.
Yeah.
But a lot of Laker fans are like, no, another old, broken down guy, don't want him.
Okay, so here's my thought on Chris Paul. The Lakers could use a point guard who can create, particularly when LeBron's not on the floor. He should be playing. If the Lakers were to sign him, I think he plays 20 to 25 minutes a game.
Agree.
Then in the playoffs, which is what you're really getting him for,
you can play him 30 minutes.
You can play him 30 minutes.
Yeah.
To me, that's the game plan for Chris
Paul. What's your response to, we've already got two other 38-year-old guys who get hurt a lot?
My response is, we were one Chris Paul away from going to the finals this year. I think he would have made all the difference. And we're on a very short clock. LeBron James is 38. He's here now. He's not going to be here forever. You got to go all in every single year, and going all in would be signing Chris Paul.
I agree with you. Yeah, I'd like to see him do it. But we'll see. And as of right now, he hasn't even left Phoenix.
Right.
Phoenix hasn't even decided what they're going to do with him.
Bergman, are you in on Chris Paul?
So, I mean, if it's for a small amount of minutes, but you said two other 38-year-old guys.
That would give him two. Chris Paul would be the second.
Sure. I mean, if you're giving him limited minutes, I can see how that works because it does. And especially if he comes off the bench for the regular season.
He wouldn't be coming off the bench.
No, he starts and finishes.
Yeah.
Starting lineup, finishing lineup.
Sure.
And then in the middle, 15 to 20 minutes. Yeah.
You know, whatever happens to be, Schroeder could be a guy that takes over.
You got him for the playoffs. That's the most important thing.
Right. I mean, he hasn't really been too healthy in the playoffs. He hasn't been his greatest self over the last few years, even with the guys all around him. So
are you a yay or an A?
I'm a yay. I'm a yay at 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a yay at 20 minutes. Ireland is a unanimous.
And the right contract.
I'd love to see him do it.
Jorge, what about money. You?
Yeah, I'm a yay for 20 minutes, too.
Yay for 20 minutes. Jorge wants to be here for 20 minutes and get done.
Yeah, Jorge would like to leave at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm out. 20 minutes here. All right, so we'll continue to follow the Chris Paul saga and whether he winds up with the Lakers. That's going to be an ongoing story. In the meantime, John.
Wait, I got something real quick for
okay,
you
yeah.
before you flip over. So a guy named Jason Kelly.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing, Jorge?
You said flip over. You know what happened.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Anyway, Jason Kelly said, good afternoon, Greg. You cannot have guests on with Steve and John because they both at the top of their game when they interviewed Bruce Dern. They both were perfect. I don't think they can overcome that mastery again. Have a blessed week. I don't even know who Bruce Dern is,
but
you hit your spot.
Bruce Dern was nominated for best actor for a movie called Nebraska.
Right. Did we have him on, though?
We had him sitting right there.
Okay.
He knew every Rams offensive lineman from, 1963.
Now I remember,
He knew so much old-timey sports. It was unbelievable. But he was great. Can you get Bruce Dern back on the show?
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Bruce Dern is?
I don't know who Bruce
Two-time
Dern is.
Two-time Academy Award winner?
Do you know who Laura Dern is?
Laura Dern, I know.
That's his daughter.
Oh, he's 87 years old.
Right, but he's been in a lot of great movies. He was in a movie once called Black Sunday. Do you know about that movie, Greg?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so Black Sunday. This is the premise.
Oh, I remember this.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this guy.
He is a blimp captain for the Goodyear blimp.
Yes.
And they hire him for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And he's flying the blimp over the Super Bowl. And he gets co-opted by terrorists, and they want terrorists to put a bomb on the blimp and drop it in the Super Bowl. And Greg, I won't spoil it for you, but it came out in 1970, so I think
I mean, blimps don't move very fast, so you got a whole movie there.
No, but that's the only way. Remember, they shut off all the air traffic over the Super Bowl, except for the blimp.
Okay, gotcha.
He's actually been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he has. He was in The Burbs. I'm seeing that was a good movie.
He was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Hateful Eight.
He's a legit guy. Yeah, and I do remember he knew so much old timey sports; it was ridiculous. All right, so can I get to this thing that I wanted to get to now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so Stephen A. Smith does not lose many arguments. But tell me if he lost this one.
Hey, I get you. Here's my counter to that. Jokic isn't known for having some kind of dominant post game now. That's not his game.
Hold on a second.
It's not his game. What? Not a dominant. Is he a dominant post player?
No, 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 no.
Hey, is Jokic Stephen a dominant a. post player?
Stephen A., we've got 10 years of tracking data. You know what the number one most efficient half-court play is in 10 years across the NBA?
What?
A Nikola Jokic post.
What is it?
There you go.
Whoa.
Boom.
Boom.
Whoa.
Boom.
Hold on. Wait. Talk.
JJ. I'm done.
Can I respond? I got it. Listen. Y'all know what I'm saying, man. Listen. Nikola Jokic got such a beautiful touch. He reminds me more of a McHale. Then a Shaq is what I'm trying. You understand the difference in
the
saying?
Oh, my God. Is he digging a hole here?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? No, I mean, McHale was something special, 10 feet and in, and I get it. But I'm just talking about drop step dominant. When you look at
he's
Shaq,
he's describing a post play.
I'm not trying to say he doesn't have
that.
Nikola Jokic beat you a multitude of ways because his touch is just.
I've been told bump next 80 times, so I'm going to do that.
No post game.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Commissioner Adam Silver spoke on
yeah. Well, one of the issues with Stephen A., who's a good guy, is he's on so much.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing podcasts. He's doing shows around the finals. He's doing
World,
First Take. Yeah,
panels, all that.
That he's constantly generating content.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard him say.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic is the best post player in the world right now.
Yes.
If you just throw the ball into him, he'll figure out
a way
to score.
Find a way, yeah.
Up and under, jump hooks, you know, fallaways. He's the best post player. And they were talking about it during the game last night. He has this ability to put the ball up on the rim, and it always falls in.
He's such a soft touch.
And by the way, if you were going to tell somebody, like, name the top five post players in NBA history, Kevin McHale would be on that list.
Right.
And he said, well, he's like Kevin McHale, then Shaq. Kevin McHale was one of the great post players of all time.
Yes,
so I think Stephen A. he's had too many cups of coffee.
Three words you never hear from Stephen A. I stand corrected.
Well, you did today, apparently.
I stand corrected.
Wow.
All right. What's up, fool? Brought to you by Dos Hombres. This is coming up next. Bergman's going to throw some stuff at us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Morales. Do you know the name Luis Arraez?
Oh, good job.
Thank you. He's the second.
He's the second baseman for the Tampa Bay Rays?
Nope. He is the second baseman for the Florida Marlins.
Florida Marlins, okay.
And through 58 games coming into today, he is batting over 400. But it's all coming in the form of singles, as he has 15 doubles, one home run, one triple, and 87 singles. Nobody has hit 400 since Ted Williams in 1941. How big of a deal would it be if Arraez achieves the feat, Ireland?
Big. I've always thought, you know, Tony Gwynn's the best hitter I've ever seen. He hit 388 one year.
Yep.
If this guy hits 400, it will be gigantic.
It'll be astounding, because nobody thinks it can ever happen again. By the way, I don't care about the Tony Gwynn didn't hit a lot of home runs. You know, Tony Gwynn was, you know,
doubles and singles.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, if this guy hits 400, we will be hanging on every at bat down to the end of the season.
We'll be bigger.
We'll be
than
carrying Luis Arraez's at bats here on the show.
You think so?
Yeah,
if he's about to hit 400 for sure.
That would be pretty amazing. So it's bigger than Aaron Judge going for the 62.
I think bigger.
Yeah?
Okay. Do you think bigger?
Yeah. A handful of guys have hit more than 62 home runs over the past 20 years. Nobody's hit 400.
No.
Nobody's hit 480 years.
No, 1941.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
it's
mean,
the
that's
one of
82 years.
The only thing that would be bigger in baseball is a hitting streak. If
the
somebody
56-game hitting streak?
That hitting streak is, I think, it's one of the most unbreakable records in sports, don't you think?
Yeah, the one I think is almost impossible to break is AC Green, 1,192 straight games.
Well, how many does Cal Ripken have straight games? That's the biggest.
Yeah, like over 2,000.
Let's see, Cal Ripken.
But like 21 something for
2,632 games.
2,600. Oh, wow.
Yeah, those
nobody's touching.
Nobody's
that.
Touching never, those records.
Never.
Now, okay, so for things that are more attainable, would it be the 56 game hitting streak, or is it the 59 and a third scoreless innings from Oral?
Boy, I think both are tough, but I think the hitting streak is harder.
The hitting streak is harder than the pitching. John, do you have an opinion?
Boy, they're close. 59 innings of scoreless.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I think that one will last longer than,
56 games.
56 was DiMaggio in the 40s.
Yep.
And Oral did that in the 80s.
It's true.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
were
it
you
is
at
the
any
50.
Of those games, any of the Oral games?
No. But there, you know, Oral was in here last week when you were out on vacation.
Yeah.
He came in studio.
Oh, thanks.
And it was with Travis and Sliwa.
Oh, okay.
Him and Jaime Harin came in.
I love Oral. He's the best.
And they were talking to him about the 59 inning scoreless streak.
Right.
And, you know, Don Drysdale was one of the Dodger announcers. And so Oral decided, as a tribute to Don Drysdale, when he got to 59, he would just leave the game.
Yeah.
Because it was the end of the season. It was the last game of the season. And he said, I'll share the record with Don forever. And Don came out of the booth. And, you know, he would do some post-game interviews sometimes. And he went down to the dugout and he goes, you get your ass out there.
Yeah.
He goes, this is your record. You've earned it. I'd be offended if you don't go out and try and break it. Oral goes, well, if I have your blessing, I'll go for it. He goes, you not only have my blessing, I'll kill you if you don't. And he went out and broke the record.
That was such a great era. I got to go to one of those games that was in the middle of the streak. It was against the Mets, and it was Doc Gooden pitching for them. Doc Gooden versus Oral Hershiser, and Oral threw the shutout. It was amazing.
What's up, fool?
So did you see the commercial for Claim to Fame that came on during the finals last night?
I did.
It was my first time seeing it, but the premise is that it's a house full of celebrity relatives.
Did you see who one of the hosts is?
Yes.
The
Bonus Jonas. And Kevin Jonas is the other one, which I don't even know what the Bonus Jonas' real name is. You know
either
it.
No, I don't know it either. But
Kevin is the one married to a regular girl and not a superstar, right?
Right. And then the other two, Joe and Nick.
Priyanka Chopra and...
One's married to Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, and the other's married to Priyanka Chopra. But the Bonus Jonas, the fourth Jonas brother who doesn't sing,
yeah,
is one of the hosts of this show Greg's
cool.
talking about.
Frankie Jonas. So, now I have to go back this way.
So it's a house full of celebrities relatives,
and you have to guess who they are related to. And if you get it right, so at the end of all this like Big Brother type stuff, but at the end of the show, you have to guess.
So in that sense, Frankie Jonas is actually an appropriate host.
He is highly appropriate.
Yeah.
So do we play at home?
No. So like the contestants have to choose. So like the bottom two people have to say like, oh, I think this person is related to Tom Hanks. And if they get it right, the guy that's related or girl that's related to Tom Hanks is out. If they get it wrong, they're out.
Okay.
So what are the chances you both watch this show, not just John, because John's going
to
watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it just to see if there's a train wreck element to it. But Mason will only watch if Juan makes him watch. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not watching it on your own. If Juan flips it on, you may say, what is this crap?
Yeah,
and sit through
it.
Is this where we've gone to with these reality shows?
It is.
It's celebrity relatives now. It's not even about the celebrity.
Literally.
Well, by the way, get ready for something, you guys. Because of this writer's strike, we're going to see more reality shows
Tons
than ever
reality.
Before.
That's true. Well, they write that stuff, too.
A lot of game shows, a lot of reality shows.
But, I mean, we live in a world where there's an actual reality show about popping pimples. They will stop at nothing.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Dr. Pimple Popper. Oh,
people love that stuff,
too. And people love that stuff.
It's gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to see any of that.
What's up, fool?
Hey, what's up, fool? So newlyweds are getting shamed by social media users for advertising their Venmo username on their car window. So basically, it's a just married sign with their Venmo username, and they're getting a lot of heat for that. Are they doing wrong for asking the public for any kind of donation?
No, because if they get any kind of donation, who has the last laugh? I mean, as long as you're not ashamed to ask. I hate asking people for money.
Yeah, it's the worst.
But if they're comfortable with that, if there's no shame in them asking and they end up getting $500 out of it, don't they win?
If you see this, would you donate?
No.
I would not.
I mean, this is the equivalent of panhandling.
Well, and by the way, this is why I get on Mason for not carrying cash. Because I say, what do you do if you want to tip somebody? He goes, oh, I'll send him a Venmo. No, you won't.
Oh, no, I do send.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Valet part. Yeah, I have no cash to. you can Venmo valet drivers now. You can Venmo a lot of people, right?
Even the airport shuttle drivers that take you from
there. Yeah,
they have
Venmo
their Venmo
number.
Thing on their.
You don't have to tip with cash anymore. It's clean. Cash is the filthiest thing in the world. What are you looking at?
I'm counting how much cash I got.
Oh, God.
Oh, Ireland. Wow. That's a clean one, too.
Ireland sitting on a stack of money.
That's a great one.
Thank you. I'm counting how much cash I got.
Yeah, I got like $237. Yeah. If you do something nice for me, chances are you're getting a tip. If you do something nice for Mason, he'll say, hey, what's your Venmo?
Apple Pay. I'll send you some money.
And then he won't send you squat. Yeah.
I have $16 and proud of it.
What do you carry, Jorge? How much money do you have in your wallet right now?
No, I took my cash out this morning.
So you're Venmoing everybody?
No, I just got my card, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Cash is...
Not doing anything nice
way,
for you.
Cash is going to be over. Cash is going to be
finished. No, it won't be. It
cash
won't be for guys
disappear.
Like me that spend 100 nights a year in hotels.
No, cash is going to disappear. I'm telling you,
I need it to tip people.
Mason thinks Bitcoin is going to take over.
Yeah.
Bitcoin is at 28,000.
So, if you
bought it at 10 cents, you're doing pretty well.
All right, so Mace, if you want to tip the cleaning lady at your hotel, how are you going to do it?
What's your Venmo?
No, you don't see him a lot. Like you go out to you check into the hotel.
Yeah.
You go out and do your thing.
Yeah, Juan always leaves money for the cleaning.
Correct,
lady.
And he has to leave cash. So I always will have cash. Always. So will Michael.
How much are you supposed to leave per day?
I leave
for the cleaning lady.
Yes. For the cleaning lady in hotels, I leave $5 to $10 a day. So it depends. If we're there for like 4 days, I'll leave them $30-$40. If we're there for 1 day, I'll leave them $10.
See, we tend to leave $5 for the cleaning lady. If she doesn't do a good job, then we leave a quarter the next day.
You're such a jerk.
God, that is such
and,
a jerk.
And a note that says, smile.
Smile.
Smile more, yeah.
Jeez. No, I've got a reputation for being a bad tipper. I'm actually a very good tipper because Juan does the tipping and he's a generous tipper.
What's up, fool?
Yeah, but you don't get credit for his tipping.
No, I get credit for Juan's tipping, yes.
You absolutely do not.
We're a couple. He's tipping for the both of us.
Right, but what if Juan's not there? What if you're going down to watch the Rams in the Super Bowl?
By myself?
Yeah. When you went to watch the Dodgers in Dallas, Juan didn't go with you?
Texas. No, he did not.
So you just didn't? You stiffed the cleaning lady every day?
No. I think I found a way to
Yeah, I know
tip.
it wasn't cash. I'll tell you that.
He
found
a way to tip. No, he just ate the peanut butter.
He left him a half-empty jar of peanut butter as a tip.
It's true. You're shaking your head.
You're mixing stories. No. You're totally mixing stories.
These are just true stories.
Never.
You're story mixers.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What's up, fool?
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Yeah.
This was kind of shocking to me. Dalvin Cook was waived today by the Minnesota Vikings. Dalvin is 27 years old and has had four straight 1,000-yard seasons. I know running backs are interchangeable, but he's still very young, very productive. What do you think the Vikings were thinking letting Cook go?
Well, I'll just tell you this. Running backs aren't valued in the NFL.
Yeah.
There was a story that the Titans were trying to get rid of Derrick Henry, and he's a one-man offense. I can't think of a – if Dalvin Cook got waived and they're thinking about trading – and Christian McCaffrey did get traded.
Right.
What running back is untouchable? I don't think there is
none. I mean, the Chargers aren't even – did they ever sign Austin Eckler?
Nope. Gave him a one-year deal.
Yeah. See, I mean, running backs – That's one of the things. If you
it
look
was
at,
so weird with the Rams that they basically who's the Rams running back that we
Cam
like?
Cam Akers.
Cam Akers was one day. I think we're going to cut him.
Yep.
And then a month later, it's like, yeah, he's getting 20 carries a game.
Right.
You know that they're interchangeable. People don't care.
Yeah, he's the guy this year, by the way. Cam Akers is the guy. Yeah. But yeah, running back.
Unless it's Dalvin Cook.
They saved a whole bunch of money. I assume they're going to do something else with it, whether it's free agency or sign another.
Hey, let me
get paid still,
let
right?
Me, yeah, let me give you a look out for something.
What?
Eagles.
Oh yeah,
that's Eagles a good spot. Good.
They're signing
they got Miles
everybody.
Sanders. He's good.
Right,
good
but he's
back.
Not Dalvin Cook.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, look out. The other team I'd look out for, Miami. They're bringing in all sorts of offensive weapons because they have that Mike McDaniel.
Yeah,
he
right.
posted a picture on his Instagram of him in the Miami Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, well, that sounds
look
like,
out.
Yeah, that well, sounds like
you know
he's going to go there.
What's up, fool?
All right, so Udonis Haslam got into the game in last 30 seconds of the game last night, and Mark Jackson and JVG were talking about how his number is going to be going to the rafters. Miami is different with how they choose who goes into the rafters. Michael Jordan has his number retired
right,
there.
Because Pat Riley respects him so much. Right.
Yes, so this kind of fits with all of that he'll go up there. But let's say his next step is as a coach, right?
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's what's going to happen, but let's say it is. Could he be a head coach anywhere else other than Miami? Based on, like, because he's such a big part of that Heat culture.
Well, yeah, because you would be hiring him to bring that culture to your team, so he could. He has expressed an interest in being the mayor of Miami.
The mayor of Miami?
Yeah, he went to high school there. He went to college
really?
There. And he's played 20 years from the Heat. I think he's going to go into politics, is what it sounds like.
Because don't you think, can't you see him on the bench with Spoelstra?
Yeah, if he wants to, but I think he has bigger aspirations.
Wow, runs to run.
But
from
it's
there.
It's interesting. Like I've always said to Michael and to Stu Lance, who could coach tomorrow if they wanted to. Do you guys want to coach? And neither one of them do. They're like, yeah, I'll stay in the booth.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's players.
Broadcasting
is
a much easier gig.
Players
than
don't listen to the coaches, and then they often get them fired.
Could Michael actually be a head coach? He'd be like, he doesn't want anyone shooting threes, or if he wants them going further and further back with the 4-point line.
Right. No, he wants everybody. He's the opposite, Greg. He wants everybody shooting threes. He claims that had Pat Riley let him, he could have been a really good 3-point shooter.
Did he teach you Clay everything?
He was 1 of 11 in his career, but. Yeah, Michael would be a good coach because he's smart, but he says the players won't listen to him.
Yeah, and, I mean, I don't know how much
think
the
about
players
it.
Listen
think
to
about it.
Coaches.
So Frank Vogel won the title, got fired. Mike Budenholzer won the title, got fired.
Yeah.
Nick Nurse won the title, got fired. Doc Rivers won a title, got fired.
Yep.
There's just no security in it.
Yeah, none.
The players run the league now.
What's up, fool?
That'll do it.
All right, coming up next for you. Bad news for the lead singer of the 1975, but maybe some good news for a Laker.
And I want to ask you a question about Aaron Judge.
Okay.
He did something, And I think while it's admirable, it may cost his team a playoff spot. So we'll get into that too.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.